Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
I'm back.
Woo! I don't know. I got something going on with my Ustream joint. Welcome to the show, everybody. K100 Radio. You dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Hold on a second, fam. I gotta get everything straightened out over here with my Ustream feed. You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. Everybody, welcome to the show. Episode 63. You dig? Everybody for tuning in to the show. Y'all let me know if my background music is too loud or low or whatever. You feel me? Let me see if I can break this. And then we'll do that again. Alright. I think I got everything fixed on YouTube. I hope so. Now I'm broadcasting live. What's up, people? What's up, K100? Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. You dig? You know what I mean? Episode 63. We talking about the usual suspect. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? No homo. I had like a crazy day. You know what I'm saying? And basically barely just been here in time to do the show. You understand what I'm saying? But I want to thank everybody who tuned into the show. You feel me? You know, and who's listening with me and riding with me today. You understand what I'm saying? For episode 63. My co-host P-Reg is still out. You dig? But the homie will be back tomorrow. Basically, what everybody don't know, time for the homie P-Reg, you feel me? You know what I mean? The homie had it. The homie is now a homeowner, you feel me? You know what I mean? So shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? He had to have his grown man business and get everything done, moving into his crib and all that. You feel me? So they're making big moves over here, chainless. You understand what I'm saying? Want to appreciate the homie. He'll be back tomorrow. Like I said, he had to move into his place. Once again, K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Welcome to the show. You understand what I'm saying? And my co-host, P-Rage, he's out to tomorrow. You feel me? He's still moving into his new spot. You dig? Got music playing in the background by Blizzard, Nextel Nails, and C-Merc, and Black Crows. That's what we got going in the background. All the producers that we got playing with the background music. We broadcast it live via Ustream. All you got to do is go to Ustream. If you know about that, you know, it's like kind of like YouTube, as if it's a live feed. And so, therefore, you can see me do the show as I broadcast over the K100 Internet Blog Talk waves, all right? 347-934-0966 is the number to call to the show. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you the synopsis of the show. Well, actually, we need to run that show. K100 is a theory of chainless entertainment. We do music. You understand? We're on MySpace. We're on Facebook. We're also on iTunes, all right? Make sure you find us in all those areas if you use the iPod or whatever, or if you use MySpace or Facebook, all right? MySpace.com/K100Radio. That's the letter K, 100, all one word. Facebook, do a Facebook search for us. Just do a Facebook search for K100, and we'll be like the first and second thing that pop up. Some other country fucking station that pop up, too. But we like the first choice, all right? And also, if you use iTunes, we're the podcast on iTunes. Please, if you get a chance, check us out. Please do. And if you got an iPod or iPhone or whatever, if you subscribe to the podcast, it's totally free. It won't cost you anything. Just go to the iTunes store and your iTunes software. Type in K100 up under the podcast section. We'll pop up. When you see the middle finger, you know that's us. That's the logo, all right? Please subscribe. And then every time you plug your iPhone, your iPod in, man, automatically downloads all episodes, all the latest episodes. You can customize whatever you want if you want. Just start from where you at, whatever. But we already on episode 63. So you got some catching up to do, you dig? All right? iTunes, MySpace, Facebook. Do it now. All right? I ain't going to keep running down the whole synopsis. Matter of fact, one more time, K100. Because at this point right now, we got almost 5,000 hits and plays. So now you can Google us, bitches. Yeah. All you got to do is go to Google and put in K100 Internet Radio. and it'll take you where you need to go. You're going to see us on the first page. Some of the pages, I think, go down deeper to the second one, but you can get to wherever you need to find us at. Just go to Google and type in K100, the letter K, the number 100, internet radio. You ain't got to worry about having to type or remember everything I goddamn say up on the show. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Let me go ahead and read the synopsis of what I'm going to be talking about tonight on the show. You feel me? Episode 63. I had somebody actually email me a long letter about what I'm talking about today. And I totally misconstrued what the hell I'm talking about. Let me go ahead and break this shit down. You feel me? Some of y'all, I don't know what the hell, man. Some of y'all on some other shit. You know what I mean? I don't get it. You feel me? I don't know what y'all tripping off of. It's a real true discussion. First of all, that's the first thing. I can type a fucking act like what I'm about to talk about tonight ain't a topic that don't nobody else talk about. You motherfuckers just goddamn punk. And y'all talk about shit like this out in the air. Out in the motherfucking open. But bitch, it's K100 Radio. Alright? Uncut, unfiltered, uncensored talk, underground music. Alright? Yeah, we're gonna spin some new songs. I got a new joint by the homie Next Tail Nail. Shout out to him. I'm gonna spin that every time. You feel me? I'm gonna spin that for you tonight, homie. That was a great song. I'm glad you should email me that. I'm running your joint tonight on the show. You feel me? But yeah, man, I spin music and everything. If you know anybody that does music and you wanna get music submitted to the show, put on the show. Just tell them to drop me an MP3 at K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, number 100 radio at gmail.com. Just tell them to send me an MP3 to that address, that inbox. And also, please attach a link where I can find them on the web. They need a MySpace, a Facebook, a Reverb Nation, or something. Because in order for me to play the song, they got to upload the player and copy the player to their little site or whatever for that episode. That's how we cross promote. That's why we ain't charging cats. They just helping us promote. All right? So that's a lot. All the other artists are doing it. And then your ass got to motherfucking do it. All right? And if it's hot, you feel me? If it's hot, we're running. Now, you know if it's some whack shit, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to do it too. You did? I'm flushing that shit. All right? No offense, no homo. All right, man, let me go ahead and read. Welcome everybody out there in Ustream land. I see a couple of people that popped up and, you know what I'm saying, hollering at me, checking me out there on my chat, whatever. You feel me? Thanks for tuning in. I can't really chat, y'all. Everybody's listening to me on Ustream and they want to chat. I can't chat and do this shit. I got four fucking computers right now running this radio show by myself. My co-host is out. You feel me? And so, you know, I got to do everything myself. All right? So, I ain't going to be able to chat with y'all. I can't do the goddamn show. Call the number. 347-934-0966. Call the damn number. Get on the line. You got something you want to say to me. All right? Anyway, let's go ahead and do this. Episode 63. All right. Beat by Track Pro, Nails, Blizzard, and C. Merc in the background. Okay. Now, you ever seen the Boom Block episode where Grandpa has to say, no homo, after everything that could potentially be gay to make sure that he ain't gay? I know, I mean, if y'all don't watch the Boondocks, kill your motherfucker self. That's the funniest shit on the damn on TV right now, for real. On some real shit. That show is hilarious. Alright? So, once again, you really need to check that out. You feel me? Alright? Now, with that being said, there was an episode with Grandpa, and they was like, you know, it was like every time you do some kind of sort of gay shit, they'd be like, yo, you gotta say no homo. If you don't say no homo, that means you're gay. You feel me? For podcast purposes, I can't play that actually live on this because they'd be tripping about some stuff that you don't own copyright to or have permission to. But it was a funny ass episode. Look it up on comedycentral.com, all right? So nowadays, but that just kind of spawned off. That's just the way I just named this show. But it does get into an actually kind of serious topic. You feel me? I'm not serious, but real interesting. That we're talking about, all right? Nowadays, you just got to make sure that you are not misconstrued. You feel me? So that's why I named the show The Usual Suspects, because we've been talking about suspect motherfuckers out here, all right? Suspect chicks and suspect dudes, all right? Both of y'all, you feel me? I don't know why y'all hiding all in the closet shit. Do yourself, anybody else that's associated with you a favor, and come on out and be what you're going to be. So everybody know where to place your ass. Now, I already had somebody put shit on my Facebook, basically smashing me and calling me a bigot and all kind of shit that I'm not, just because I did this fucking show tonight, all right? Now I'm going to address that, and I'm going to take my callers, 405, I see you. 678, I see you. You feel me? All right, everybody, so my line, welcome to the show. I know the rest of y'all gonna fall in a little bit. I'm saying when FM.VIP on there too. You feel me? Let me go ahead and address. Matter of fact, I'm gonna take some callers first. You feel me? I'll take some callers first. So if anybody wanna hit the number one. But the chick tried to jump on me, call me a bigot and all kind of shit. And then she's one of the people that want to compare the goddamn gay issue to black issue. And I won't allow that motherfucking shit. Okay, 100 fucking radio. It's not the same thing. If you got a problem with that, motherfuckers, let me know. You dig? Anyway, I go on and say, how do you know if a guy or a chick is suspect? Dig? I mean, you can't tell from how they dress, because now so-called great dudes are wearing fucking skinny jeans and the other side is rocking pants. You feel me? I mean, it's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Now, what are some things that a guy or a chick can do to set off alarms in your head and make you think, oh, this motherfucker must be a little bit off? I'm asking y'all what y'all personal opinion is. Everybody got some shit that's different. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody don't think one thing. It's so fucking crazy, man. I'm having this show. I'm trying to help the motherfucking people. I'm trying to be informative. You feel what I'm saying? Because what one motherfucker thinks a nigga do is suspect, another motherfucking bitch might not think that. Vice versa. Alright? Everybody know K100 Internet Radio is real motherfucking talk. What I try and do is give your motherfuckers some goddamn information, man. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be a bigot. I don't hate all gay people and shit. I'm just trying to motherfucker put this shit out here for people and get everybody's opinion. Everybody got a motherfucking opinion about it. While you bullshitting, while you talking. Everybody act like they scared to talk about gay shit or gay people. Either they think that shit gonna make them gay or they mad or they scared the gay motherfuckers gonna jump down their throat. But as that was saying, motherfucker, this is my goddamn radio show. Period, point blank. Understand what I'm saying? I say what I want to say. That's the bottom line of the show, all right? So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and go ahead and give me your opinion, you feel me, about what I'm talking about. Now, I'm asking y'all specific questions, please. It's your opinion. Your opinion and your opinion is not the opinion of me. I give you my opinion, and the opinion of my callers is their opinion. But just because this doesn't make anybody a bigot or I don't want to kill all homos and all this other shit that somebody put on my Facebook day because I made this fucking show. First of all, they didn't even read my goddamn fucking synopsis. If that's what they got out of this fucking shit. I'm asking a simple fucking question. Once again, let me reiterate. How do you know if a chick or a guy is suspect? I mean, you can't tell from how they dress because, like I said, dudes is wearing skinny jeans and gay people wearing Tims and baggy jeans. You don't know. So we got to figure it out sometimes because they're still in the closet. You feel what I'm saying? So what are some of the things that a guy or a chick can do to set off alarms? Have you ever thought someone was straight and found out they wasn't? Was it somebody you was kicking it with? If it was, did you have any signs or was you just totally taken by surprise? You feel? Sometimes show you signs, sometimes you be like, God damn, you know, you fucking with this nigga. I mean, it's stories like that. You feel me? Motherfucker been married to this nigga 10 years. From work one day, he in the bed with another nigga. God damn. I mean, shit like that happened. Why I gotta be a fucking bitch? Because I don't want to talk about shit like that on the motherfucking show. Fuck. Fuck that. Nah, I think not. I think I'm motherfucking just keeping this shit 100 on this motherfucker. Anyway, let me go ahead and finish. You understand what I'm saying? So, how about all these dudes that go to prison and they be getting head from other dudes in prison? But then when they get out, they be acting like ain't shit wrong with that. Let me kill them niggas. I got a lot of motherfucking homeboys out the fuck up. And I got a lot of niggas that in dead time and got out. If this pertains to you, listen, man. We can discuss that. Call the motherfucking show, nigga. Hell, you ain't doing shit. 347-934-0966. That's just my motherfucking opinion. No, nigga, I ain't never did prison time. So, no, I can't relate to what the fuck was going through your brain when you thought it was okay to let another nigga suck your dick and then jump out like that shit wasn't gay. Nah, no homo. That was gay. I'm just saying, homie. What is that? Temporary? I don't know what the fuck they call it. The fuck do you call it, homie? 347-934-0966. Somebody help me. If you did a long time, I ain't did a long time. I ain't been to prison. I've been to jail a couple of times, but I've never been a prison term. Thank God. You feel me? It's a little too slick. All right? Now, with that being said, let me go ahead and finish it, and then I open up the phone lines. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? Now, I just don't think that straight men should hang out with gay dudes. And it's not because I hate gay people, man. You feel me? It's not because I'm not saying if one of my friends having a party, and they got a gay friend, and they invite their gay friend over to the party. I ain't come to the party. Like, that's not, that's, everybody, you gotta listen to what the fuck I'm saying, man. That's not what the fuck I'm saying. What I'm saying is, me and a gay dude don't need to just go out and have drinks and shit. Fuck that. Me and a gay dude don't need to be sitting around the house, at the goddamn house, watching football together. I don't give a fuck if he likes football, too. You feel me? But to me, just to me, you can't be, to me, that shit don't even add up. Why the fuck are you spending an inordinate amount of goddamn time with you and two other gay mothers? Like, if you going out with two motherfuckers, it's you and then this one dude. Nigga, it don't make me a fucking homo basher because I say I don't want to go to the bar and hang with a motherfucking gay man. Like, for real, nigga, why would I want to do that? It's not saying I can't go out in public and be around gay people. It's not the same thing. I'm trying to have a frank conversation so motherfuckers can break this shit down and decipher that shit. You feel what I'm saying? This shit ain't got nothing to do. One ain't got nothing to do with others. Hell nah, I don't want to hang out with no gay motherfucking dude because I'm straight. All right? Fuck that. I ain't going to make no excuses about that shit. I don't feel like I'm fucking wrong, nor do I feel like I'm a bitch. But if you having a motherfucking party and you got some gay people at your party, I can still come to your motherfucking party. I may not be over there hugged up in the corner socializing with them, especially the gay guy. And you can say double standard, you can say whatever the fuck you want to say, but everybody know it's not the same thing as me having, you know, sitting over there talking to a gay female as opposed to talking to a gay guy. I mean, I didn't make this shit up. This is just the way the fuck shit is. To me, I can associate with a gay female. That's not the same thing as associating myself closely with a gay dude. You feel what I'm saying? But every time I say some shit like this, motherfuckers inbox me, calling me goddamn bigot, insensitive, all kind of shit, man. You feel me? One thing about motherfuckers like that gonna stand up for their motherfucking self. I goddamn give you one time to get people standing for themselves. But K100 ain't where you need to be, baby. We don't hate you, motherfucking ass, goddamn it. We just ain't got, we ain't trying to hang out and party all motherfucking night with you, though. It's a motherfucking difference, all right? I'm finna finish reading the synopsis, and I'm going to 267. You feel what I'm saying? Now, like I said, I don't think straight men should hang out with gay men in certain capacities. At least that's my motherfucking opinion. Because if you one of my motherfucking homeboys, and every time I call you, nigga, you're like, I'm like, yeah, what you doing, nigga? Oh, I'm going out, me and such is going out, and I know this nigga's gay. I'm gonna start thinking you gay, dog. I don't give a fuck what you motherfucking people say. I don't care. I don't care if you think I'm right. I don't care if you think that's prejudice. What the fuck ever, nigga. You don't hang out as a guy with a gay motherfucker all the motherfucking time, riding you and this nigga Dolo, or you and this nigga one other. Why the fuck is you hanging with this nigga if you ain't gay? I'm not saying if the nigga need a ride or some shit and you can't get a ride because y'all homeboys. Listen, man, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, how you gonna just be really just hanging out? What the fuck are y'all gonna do together? Like, I mean, gay people drink and go to clubs, but they go to gay clubs for the most part. If y'all is at the club and y'all out hanging together, he ain't trying to talk to the same thing you gotta talk to. What the fuck y'all gonna chit chat about? Fuck you talking about? Kill your fucking self. For everybody who fucking email me and send some fucking shit to me on Facebook about me being a fucking bigot. And fuck you if you keep on trying to compare black goddamn struggle to the gay struggle. I had three motherfuckers do that today on Facebook. I'm gonna mash all you motherfuckers. Oh, by the way, it is Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. You did. This is also the day that you call an event. So when I come to your line and open it up, you can go ahead and vent. Two more lines, and I'm coming to the 267. All right? Now, I don't think gay men and straight men should hang together. I asked already for everybody. Thanks to everybody who just jumped on. I just had like 8 people jump on the line. Everybody who jumped on, I'm reading the synopsis of the show. Episode 63, Usual Suspect, No Homo. I'm just making a joke about the Boondocks episode when I said that. But for real, I'm asking what do you determine? What are some signs that you think a motherfucker might be suspect? Guy or girl? You feel me? And if you ever been racist with somebody or kicked with somebody, had a close friend that you didn't even think was gay, but then you found out later that it was gay, it was like, did you have any signs? How did you handle that situation? You feel what I'm saying? This is not a gay bash episode. I'm just asking and having some open conversations because most of these motherfuckers are punks and they're scared to get sued. But guess what? Bitch, sue me. This is my motherfucking show. Freedom of speech. Fuck you, K100. I'm going to the 267. Go ahead, Carl. You on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, what's good with you, brother?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, you know what it is. Your boy, M.D., man.
What's going on, M.D.? What's popping, man?
Chilling, man. You know, I had to tune into the show because I was reading shit on Facebook, and I was cracking up.
Right. Now you see, did you see the chick that attacked me? My homegirl. She's not really. She's actually a friend of mine. But we see things very, very differently when it comes to certain things. You feel me? And she tried to jump on me and say I was a bigot, and I had to not lay them back, my friend, but I had to give her a stern response because she said it on the, at least one thing about my, what's up, Casey? One thing about Casey, she gonna put it on the motherfucking wall. She didn't inbox me. I had two other motherfuckers inbox me. Inbox me, you fucking fuck. Inbox me on Facebook about the shit. I want you to say it on my fucking wall. If y'all know what the fuck Facebook is, you don't know what I'm saying when I mean wall and shit, then goddamn it, get this motherfucking 2010. I want you to say it on my wall so I can come back and say this shit where everybody can read. You understand what I'm saying? Because, nigga, just because I sit here and say that I don't think a motherfucking, I don't think a straight man and a gay man need to be hanging out, don't mean I hate all motherfucking gay people. What the fuck are you niggas doing together hanging the fuck out? Why are they hanging out? Why are you and the homie riding out to the club together just kicking it? Yeah, I know gay people go to clubs. Yeah, I know they drink. Yeah, I know they party. Yeah, I can come to your party, and if you got some gay friends and they come, and I can come, and we can goddamn congregate and socialize, I ain't gonna be like, I can't come to your party because you got gay motherfucking people there, nigga. It ain't even about that shit. What I'm saying is, one-on-one? Oh, no, nigga. No, I'm not gonna defend my fucking opinion about this shit. Alright? I feel like I'm right. You go ahead and say what you gotta say, caller. My lines are filling up now. See, when I say controversial shit, everybody wanna call with their motherfucking opinion. Go ahead.
Yo, right. I don't even think that I feel you 100%. Like, I think that by the way, your drawing is cracking up too. Like, every time you talk, it should be static in a little bit, but I can hear you though. Just to let you know. But anyway, shit, like, I'm a rapper. I hang around people who make music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't hang around drug dealers. I don't hang around computer geeks. You know what I'm saying? I hang around what I am. You know what I'm saying? So it's not even about the whole homophobic thing. Like, if you straight, like you say you are, gay people live a different lifestyle. So there's really no point in even hanging with them niggas. It's not even like, oh, I feel what you're saying as far as, like, it ain't hatred. But at the same time, you just got to know what the hell you're doing. Now you part of the club.
Right.
I mean even if you realize you can call yourself straight all you want, but if you hang around gay people, you are what you're hanging around.
Basically, that's the thing about it that killed me. You feel me? Somebody will sit here and tell their kid, or they'll tell somebody else, yo, birds of feathers flock together. You feel what I'm saying? They tell you not to hang around thug niggas and shit, you feel me? Thug niggas and dope boys and shit like that, because you can be guilty by association. Why the fuck that shit don't work? Why the fuck that shit don't work when it come down and you talking about some shit that's quote-unquote not politically correct or fucking sensitive to motherfuckers? You feel what I'm saying? Why would I say some shit like this? People got to inbox me and call me a bigot and shit. But if I say, yo, birds of a feather flock together, I don't hang around negative people no more because they always bring negative shit. Motherfuckers like that comment. Bravo. I agree. 100. Blah, 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 blah. What the fuck are you talking about? Gay? First of all, this is where me... Nobody else is not gonna fucking, if y'all fucking just fundamentally, if you fundamentally disagree with me about this particular point, then we'll never see eye to eye about what I'm talking about today. And that would be that being gay is a lifestyle choice. I know people are gonna sit here and call my show, hit the number one, and everybody that's on my line gonna say, yo, they was born that way. Listen, man, maybe they was born to a certain degree, but I just feel. When they try to compare it to being black, when I came out, my skin was this way. I had no choice. I can't really change it unless I'm fucking Michael Jackson or some shit, and I got money to do that shit. I don't know what the fuck Mike did, but he might just change his race on a nigga. You feel what I'm saying? But other than that, I ain't never seen it done. Even when you gay, man, you can hide that shit. You ain't got to tell nobody you gay. You feel me? Even if you is flaming, so you can't. You can just blend in with the crowd, and nobody will be the wiser. It's not even close. The girl, one of the people tried to compare what they was talking about, they struggle with the black struggle, and then we got me all off track. That's not even what I'm talking about. First of all I'm simply asking on the show today, 347-934-0966, all I'm asking y'all is, what are the signs that you have of somebody being gay? Have you ever been around somebody that you thought was straight, you feel me, and then all of a sudden you find that they wasn't? Was it signs that you missed? Was you like totally caught by surprise? You feel me?
And yeah, that's what happened to me before, Blizzard.
Right. So
what happened to me before? Like, I can really tell you a story how I met a Cold Blade. And what he did was he tried to use music to get close to me because he claimed that he was some type of A&R for some shit.
Right.
And that he had this record label and all this blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
I love networking, so, you know, I became cool with him.
Right.
But after a while, like, he would always text, and he, like, real cool. Like, oh, yeah, come to my crib, you know what I'm saying? I got some tree. But he doesn't run the corner from me. That was the
right.
whole twist. Like, so, all
right,
this nigga live down the street. So I'm like, let me see what's up. Let me go over there, blow some tree and shit like that. Always offering me drinks and shit like that. And then, like, I noticed that, like, when we talked on the phone, it was never talking. It was always text. Like,
right.
Like, I would, like, he had text me, and then I called. Like, yeah, what's up? I'm trying to come
right.
down. I got work. Blah, 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 blah. I'll see you later. He did not answer the phone and then text me, like, 10 seconds later. Like, that was like, the weird shit that I didn't really get. Like, once I said he was gay,
that's
when I put that shit together.
I mean, so that was a sign that, I mean, okay, you telling me something. I mean, so what are you saying? Gay people text and don't talk? What are you saying?
That was just a experience that I went through. Like, the bull, like, he was extra generous. All right, one time I was about to leave, right? This is like the second time I came over there. The third time before I came there, somebody told me, and that's what I found out. But the second time I was over there, and he was talking about he having a tech-in party. This is like 04 or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
And we over there playing Tekken and shit. I mean, I'm busting ass, my ass bust, blah, blah, blah. We playing for dollars and shit. And you know, a lot of people started leaving after a while. So I'm trying to talk to him about some business because he's still an A&R to me. He's still, a person that I need to fuck with. I mean, as far as music. So once it came down time for me to leave, this nigga acting like he didn't really want me to leave. Like, where you going? Right? Where you gotta go? So then I thought that was a little strange, but he can't really do nothing. I just walk out the crib. So then this nigga, don't air me out on Tuesday on Game Hunter Show. Like, this nigga sent me a text message. This nigga sent me a text message talking about something, you just going to smoke my weed and drink my shit and leave. And I look at the phone like, what the fuck else you expecting me to do, right?
Right there. That's when it goes.
That's what my brain did. My brain did right. that same sound.
This nigga gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? This nigga is gay. You know what I mean? You feel me? And listen. All right, I got you. I'm staying in line to somebody else hit the number one. 347-934-0966, you feel me? You understand what I'm saying? Listen, man, this type of stuff that I'm trying to get across, and this is the type of stuff that I'm trying to get people to call into the show and talk about. I'm not trying to get here to bash everybody. I'm just trying to get your stories about, what was some shit that you felt like was like suspect or whatever, or how do you feel, you know what I'm saying, what kind of act or whatever. It could be a grooming. It could be anything. Like some women think that dudes that go get their feet pedicured is gay. And fuck that. I fucking personally think that shit my damn self. I think that's a little suspect, a little bit past metrosexual. If you go actually go to the salon and sit down in the motherfucking chair, nigga, with cotton between your toes, nigga. I mean, come on, homie.
Hold on. Let me mute my phone because I'm on the radio.
Who does that? You feel me? I'm just saying. I ain't saying walk around with your feet jacked up, nigga. I'm just saying, let the chick do it at home. Or let the chick do it at home. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not. Listen, man. The whole point of the show is I just want to know. I got a line full of people. I think I pissed a lot of people off with this one, though, for real. Everybody's listening, man. Look, I know what y'all thought. I thought y'all was going to come in here and listen to me just bash gay people all motherfucking day. I ain't really bashing their motherfucking ass, really. You know what I mean? I'm here to just goddamn make it a little bit easier for my K100. The name of the show is K100. I'm here to make it a little bit easier for my K100 listeners to identify the ones that don't want to be identified. And I need to know, motherfuckers. See, I can't hide being black for everybody that wanted to try to put this shit together. Like, are you black? You understand the game. I'm about fucking sick of that. I'm just so sick of that shit. But I can't hide being black. As soon as I step out of the motherfucking dope, it is what it is. But they can hide that shit. I'm just trying to help my K100 listeners who I pride and having as part of my family. You feel me? Thank you. Appreciate you. being a part of the show. I'm just trying to have them. I'm just trying to have them be able to readily identify the signs. It's the signs, man. It ain't, I'm just saying, you know what, it ain't about hate. It really ain't. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Everybody that's on the line listening and everybody out there listening to the replay or listening to me live via the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? I'm sitting over here getting on the 1800. If you watch me on Ustream, you see me pour that perfect shot in the glass top. It's the best shit ever, man. You don't even need no damn fucking shot glass. You just goddamn get the top. The 1800 silver, what you know about it? I'm going to tell y'all, put y'all up on game. The 1800 silver, if you can't afford that Patron right about now, it's the next best option. Jose Cuervo, 1800 silver. Free promo, 1800. I ain't even getting paid for this shit yet. It's like sponsorship shit. You feel me? You see me when I poured that perfect shot like the white dude on the commercial? I probably just sold like 10 bottles of this shit and I ain't even getting the cut yet. It's all right. I could be goddamn peddling goddamn Ciroc. Puff ain't going to give you a motherfucking dime. Anyway, back to the show. Back to what we're talking about. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show. K100 Internet Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 is where you can listen to me on the web. You can watch the show being broadcast. Just watch me sitting here talking my shit. You feel me? On Ustream. You feel me? Go to ustream.com/Blizzm. BLIZM. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzm, just in case you didn't know that. My co-host, P-Red, is still moving into his new crib, and he's taking a hoot. Who the fuck takes the motherfucker? I'm mashing P-Rage. Yeah! P-Rage been moving for a motherfucking week. Now, last week, I understand a nigga had to move and get into his new house. That was last week. All week. I moved to my motherfucking goddamn place and today, I'll be in an apartment. It doesn't matter. Fuck. It's also mashing motherfucking Monday. Every Monday, you can always call into the show and vent and just say what the fuck been getting on your damn nerves. So that's my motherfucking man. I'm mashing fucking P-Reg taking a week off the move and shit. Fucking think this is goddamn Walmart. That's what you're talking about. Why you can't hire your friends? You can't do it. They take advantage of the shit. 347-934-0966. I got a new joint by my homie Nextel Nails. He sent me in. Called Every Time That I'm a Bump. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and get into that real quick. But episode 63. Usual suspects. No homo. Call the line. 347-934-0966. All we asking people. All we asking. We're not trying to offend anybody. All we're asking is, if you know a guy or a chick is gay, or you think they're gay, what signs? What is it that a guy can do? You feel me? Is it about how they dress? I know a lot of people who judge motherfuckers by how they dress, but like I said in the synopsis, you can't even do that no more. They don't care what gay or straight people wear. You never really know. You feel what I'm saying? They all, shit, everybody wearing skinny jeans like they fags and they're not. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Who can even go to? It's got to be some kind of act. You know what I mean? What if a guy shaved his body hair? Does that make him gay? Ladies, if a guy shaved his body hair, does that make him gay? It's a good question. If you're a chick, if you're a female and you got a female friend, because see, females are so willy-nilly with the undressing in front of each other type shit. I don't know how the hell y'all think got one of y'all friends being closet. Because y'all, unless she just grew up and played softball and wanted to be on the football team, and don't ever wear a dress or makeup, and don't ever do a hair, then yeah, straight up bulldagger like butch like tight gay, you can tell them. But the ones who be like prissy gay, I don't know how the fuck y'all tell them. I bet y'all probably got one in y'all circle right now that y'all don't even know. Dying to got it. Mamacita, Papa Donna, you ever heard that? Outcast. Yep. Bro, talk, man. I don't know how y'all tell, but I don't know what size to look for when it comes to a female. I've met chicks that I just never ever in life would have thought would do anything gay, and like I was like wrong as fuck. God damn. I don't know, man. I don't know. Y'all help me out. 347-940-966. I'm making a concerted effort to spend more music on the show. You feel me? So with that being said, I'm going to spin my homie Nextel Nails joint, you feel me, Every Time. This is new single, you feel me? I think he's got the other joint that I'll play a couple times here, Peace of My Love. But I got a couple more songs on the play, you feel me, for me. But this joint right here, his new single, Every Time, I'm going to go ahead and bump that and run that tonight. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm going to come right back to the phone line. I got a lot of people on the line. I got about 12 people on the line, but everybody must be just listening. You feel me? But I'm going to go ahead and get into this song, even if you wanted to talk, because I got to spin more music. I get more music fit to me. More people are listening to the show. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I got to get into it. All right. Neck, tail, nails. Every time. Welcome back to the show, K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. episode 53, the usual suspects, you dig? I'm asking everybody, you feel me? What is it? What sets off alarms to you when it comes down to people and make you think that they might be a little bit suspect? Guy or girl? The guy or girl, you feel me? I'm assuming that I think women catch it. I think women catch it more than guys. I don't know why women can like tell if somebody like gay or something quicker than dudes. I think dudes just don't pay attention to detail for the most part. Yes, maybe I really don't know why. You know what I mean? Why is it? You know what I'm saying? But I'm asking everybody. You know what I'm saying? What is it that you find that like what are signs that you look for? What's like some alarms that will set off for you somebody being gay? You feel what I'm saying? Have you ever been in a relationship with anybody or had a friend or somebody that you thought was gay and you didn't know? You thought maybe you knew, or did it like totally catch you by surprise? You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? What signs did you have? I'm going to the phone lines right now. That's what I'm asking everybody. Those are the basic questions. You feel me? And I had a couple other questions, but we'll get to it. Also, do you say dudes that go to jail, they get their dicks up because they ain't jail, you feel me, when they get out, they say they ain't gay. That's just how they had to survive, like that's just, like, for real? I think them niggas are still gay. This is another side question. Hey, 50319, Shay, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Oh, ain't not much.
Shay, man, I've been getting mashed.
I hear. I've been reading and listening
Facebook.
Online. I said, let me go ahead on and call in.
I've been called a bigot. I've been called a homophobic.
No.
All kind of stuff. Just because
get
I'm
out
asking
here.
Just because I'm asking a simple fucking question. Wait, whoa. You said it like a few weeks. Yeah, I'm
no, I'm just saying that being sarcastic. I'm not surprised. That, you know, why would people be surprised that you have a very strong opinion about something? That's why I was saying that sarcastically like that.
I'm surprised they think I'm homophobic. I'm surprised that if you read what the hell I typed up for the day show, you gathered that. I'm a little bit surprised. If you read what I put out in the text and the Facebook blast and the email blast
I read it.
I put out for the day show, and you derive from that I'm a homophobic, that's what I do, man. I just kill you for myself. I don't see how you can read that and think that I'm gay. I'm asking a simple fucking question. A question that needs to be asked. So, Shay, I'm going to ask you, what is something that a guy can do, or what signs can set it off about somebody being suspect when it comes down to, for you?
When a guy acts more feminine than you do.
What does that mean now? I'm talking about, see, we already know the basic feminist. In 2010, we know the basic shit, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, just acting fucking fruity as hell. We can tell the flamboyantly gay shit. I'm talking about the uncovered shit that you just can't fucking like. You gotta be watching for. This, everybody know the flamboyant gay shit that you do. Everybody know that shit. I'm talking about, tell me, Shay, some shit that you be checking for that everybody don't know to check for. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to give you a particular situation. Me and my sister just had this conversation the other day, and oh my goodness, I hope he is not listening, because I really hate to sign him out like that. I love you to just be listening. But, yeah, it was one of our friends on Facebook made a comment about, he was going on and on about how the pizza guy was just, wait a minute, let me start laughing. He was going on and on about how he had such an enlightening conversation, and he just lit up his day. And I was like, what the hell?
Wait a minute. I'm sitting out there. What, you can't even have? Now you can't have an enlightening conversation with another
person? No. It was like, I mean, I don't want to say the details just in case, but I was just like, if you had read the way that he posted it and everything, it was like, come on, really? And then one of his friends said, yeah, we got to find you a man fast. And we were all thinking it, and nobody was brave enough to say it, but yeah. I mean, that was like one of them kind of things. It's like, you know, when you that gaga over a damn conversation with a man, really? I mean, women don't go that gaga over a conversation with a man on the phone. Did he sound that damn sexy? Really?
So let me get this straight. Now see that this is why I'm having the fucking show. See what I'm saying? This, now we get to the meat and potatoes of this motherfucking shit. You are sitting here on my show, K100, telling me that a guy had a conversation, a spirited conversation with another guy, and to you that seemed gay. Because
yeah,
he was
the context.
He was that enthused about the conversation. That made the game.
Yes, yes. I mean, the way that he was going on about it, okay. It's like, it was a way that, you know, a girl would be like, girl, I talked to this guy, and oh, he sounded so fine. Only thing he left out was that part, that he sounded fine. All the language, the...
Shay, wait. Listen, this is what I'm saying right here, people. This is why this show is so fucking important. I'm telling y'all. Listen, man. You talking about some shit you read on Facebook. Like, for real? Like,
I also know this person, though. I also know this person.
But how can you say how he said it if he typed it on Facebook?
Like, it was the language he used while he was texting, while he was typing it.
I need to know this language, so I don't use it, Shay. Help me. Tell,
trust me, you
tell
don't.
Tell me the language. No, because first of all, everybody who know me know that I debate, I got them talk, you feel me? I interact with people a lot, and I'm passionate when I'm talking. So I'm trying to make sure motherfucker don't misconstrue me as being gay, because I may have a spirited conversation with a motherfucking man. See, you ain't giving me enough to go by. This is what I'm talking about, people. This is the type of shit why I'm having the show. You feel me?
I think it's a female intuition thing. We have like serious gaydar. I mean, I'm just gonna be straight. We have serious gaydar.
I said that y'all can tell for some reason.
We can tell. I mean, because it's like we can tell when somebody is like internally trying to be like us, because we are us. So it's like we can recognize like simulation.
Right.
That's the only way I can really explain it. It's almost like a woman's intuition. I mean, you know, it's not a judgmental. We can't help it. It's just like, oh yeah, he gay. I mean, 9 times out of 10, I ain't never been wrong.
But okay, I don't. Hold on, Shay. Let me go to the 8100 real quick. I'm trying to get on my call as soon as they hit the one. I don't want nobody to hang
okay.
up with it. I'll come right back to you. Let you finish your point, because I'm not even done with you, because I'm not even understanding.
I'm gonna be hanging on. Don't worry.
I'm still failing to see the significant signs that the dude said on Facebook. I want
to
know.
Okay, I might have to go back to that post just so I can read it. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm gonna see if I can pull it up just so I can read it.
I'll come back to you, because I mean, what the fuck? All right.
Okay.
813. What's going on?
You know.
What's happening, buddy?
What's going on,
mate?
I came in late because, you know, the game was on, but they pulled a starter, right. So I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Already, so I'm here, so what happened?
Yo, so man.
They called you homo, son?
They went up.
They called you homo?
Yeah, man. Some people on Facebook and shit, some people inbox me and shit. You feel me? It was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, like, you a bigot or, like, you homophobic and shit. You feel me? Because I'm doing this motherfucking show. And I'm like, motherfucker, first of all, I'm giving, like, a public service to the motherfucking straight people. And first of all, this show wouldn't be necessary if everybody that was gay would just be open about it and just admit that shit when you ask them. But since motherfuckers don't, and motherfuckers be silent gay and be undercover and shit a lot, you feel what I'm saying? This kind of shit is necessary,
nigga. Right to know.
You feel me?
She got the right to know, shit, nigga.
Right. I said, motherfucker, nigga, I don't hang around with no gay dudes. Motherfucker, I didn't say, like, if you have a barbecue at your house and I come over there and you got some gay people that you know or work with or whatever, and you invite them, I can't come. I said, me and this other gay nigga ain't been rolling out, chilling in the club, nigga. Me and him ain't gonna be sitting over to the house, smoking the air, watching the game, nigga. Fuck you talking about? This nigga's a fag.
Call people homophobic. It's like you can't, if you're straight, you can't even say the word homo or talk about anybody as gay without them calling you a homophobe. First of all,
right, man. Right.
We live in fucking Atlanta, GA, okay? Gay capital
right.
of the world. You dig?
Right.
We can't
right.
be homophobes. We
right.
deal with that shit everywhere we go. You get on Martyr, homos. You go Midtown, homos. You go to mall, homos. You turn around at your job, there's a homo.
Right.
We can't be homophobic. It's impossible. We would have to pick up and leave. You feel me?
Right. So
when I say something on my page or something, if I make a little jokey joke, we can't joke about the motherfuckers. We talk about little retarded kids and shit, and that's all cool. That's
right.
funny. But
right.
I can't
right.
crack a joke about a gay motherfucker without somebody want to call me a homophobe. That's
right.
Where I live, it's impossible to be that. If that
right.
was the case, I'd leave. You know what I mean?
Right,
they
right.
ain't doing it. We can talk about them motherfuckers. They want to be treated equal. I talk about crackers, chinks,
yeah.
and gay motherfuckers. Are just all the same, son. It's the exact same shit. Period.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't understand. Yeah, I'm going to crack a fucking joke or two. It's no problem, nigga. Fuck it. But you know what? It's not even the gay people that get mad. They like being a part of this shit. It be
right.
The motherfuckers on the sideline. You
right.
Know what I mean? The same
right.
Motherfuckers on the sideline. Like, oh, you a homophobe. Get the fuck out of here. You're not even gay. What do you care?
Right. So let me ask
Who are you?
Right. If you get that mad, if you get mad about some shit, then I'm calling you. Let me tell you. So I'm going to the 718. Don't go to where I got you on that neck. Not bully. Let me ask you, because I'm asking everybody the basic main question is, what are some signs that set it off for a motherfucker for you? Like, if you're around a motherfucker, a dude or a chick, let me know some shit that just set alarms off. Like, set your motherfucking gator in motion, nigga. This is why I'm trying to inform the people. I'm trying to let motherfuckers know, because motherfuckers might not be thought about that. We just had one chick say a nigga gay because he had a spirited conversation with a nigga. I'm like, damn. Me and my homeboy
had
spirited conversations. Me and my homeboy had spirited conversations all the time. She said that nigga gay. I'm like, I'm trying to make sure I ain't sending out the wrong motherfucking signals. I'm a public service show, bitches. Fuck that. This shit she talked about. Go ahead. What's
the time? I think the young lady just said they're female, so they're able to pick that shit up. We can't pick it up, man. We have no idea. Our mind ain't even over there. You know what I'm saying? A nigga might be acting fruity all day. I wouldn't know, man. I don't know. If he say he's a nigga and he like pussy, then that's what I'm going to believe. I'm going to take – we men. We take each other at our word. The nigga
say
he like pussy – the nigga like pussy. Maybe he grew up with a single mom and his sisters, and maybe he's a little feminine, but he said he's like, I'm going to take you at your word. So I don't think there'll be any sign for me, you know, which is really kind of unfair because niggas should be just straight up and true about it. You know what I mean? But I stay with a small circle anyway. You know that. So I ain't nothing I worry about. But for those people that's out there being socialites and whatever and whatnot, you know, as a man, I believe if you're a man, it's too hard for you to tell. You know what I mean? Females know when somebody's trying to be like them. You know what I mean? So they can pick up on that stuff easily. Me, I'd be cool. They'd be like, yo, you didn't know he was gay? And I'd be like, nah. Like when I beat up that dude that's Comcast, everybody that beat him up, everybody like, yeah, you didn't know he was gay? Nah. What the fuck?
So you weren't gay, bastard. You just had to beat the nigga up over some other shit, right?
I figured the nigga was a nigga. He stuck to me like a nigga, so, you know, I didn't know he was gay, but after I beat him up, now I'm a homophobe. You know what I mean?
Nothing to do
with me thinking he was gay. You heard me?
Right.
The nigga jumped in my face like he was straight. Shit. But maybe that's why he jumped in my face like that, though. You never know.
You never fucking know! All right, homie. Let's go to the next caller, man. Stay on the line, dog. All right, I got some more shit I got to ask you about these niggas that be going to prison getting their dicks up and coming out saying they ain't fucking fags. Yeah, that's a whole other stuff. All right. 718, you up there? What's happening, homie?
What's good? Some people say I'm homophobic. Shit, go to the hood and mad niggas on my dick.
What's
happening, man? Ain't nothing chilling.
Right.
What's good? What's good, man? Blizzard. All right,
man.
Make it rain, man.
The people been mashing the homie all day, man. Calling me a homophobe, shit on Facebook.
Hello.
Yo, I'm here. You feel me?
Yeah, we're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, my shit's been breaking up all night. I'm just got a bad connection tonight. I think I'm gonna have to boost up to that business class on these motherfuckers or something. I don't know. Anyway, look, man. So you already been hearing what we were talking about. Is there any kind of like sign that should be setting you off with a motherfucking chick or a dude that make you just
hell
be like,
hell yeah, hell
like,
yeah, y'all, hell yeah. Number one, you can tell by a nigga posture. You understand what I'm saying? And then the ultimate shit is every gay nigga that you ever see all over the world got the same gay voice. You ever think about that? Check it out. Like, you think of some of the gay dudes that's on TV. All the motherfuckers talk exactly the same way. They could be RuPaul, motherfucking Dennis Rodman. All them niggas talk the same fucking way.
Right.
It's that little tone. Like, I can't do it. My shit too deep. But they got that little hum-a-hum tone. It's tone and shit in they shit. You know, like you know what I'm talking about? Like, Wendy Williams. Like Wendy Williams, she got that joint. The dude be like, how you doing?
Wendy's a guy, so Wendy's a drag queen.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I don't knock a hustle shit. I'm a lesbian. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm a true lesbian and shit.
So listen, man, what about a chick? I'm going to go to some more calls. I got a lot of people raising their hand. What about, for me, that's the hardest shit. I know, dog, I've been straight up fooled by females. I done been around some females where I could have, nigga, never in a million years.
The females, they got the LeBray.
The what?
The LeBray. They usually had a LeBray piercing. That's the coochie cutter right there, the LeBray piercing. The little joint that they have under the bottom of their lip.
Nah, gang. I need to know how to readily identify these motherfuckers with their clothes on and the motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm telling you, son, it's the LeBray piercing. That's the number one starter right there. That's one of the low key looks for a female. I'm telling you, I got a gay ass baby mom and shit. The LeBray piercing. She's a femme aggressor.
But I'm saying, dog, if I can't see her pussy, how the fuck I'm gonna know she got that?
Nah, it's right under her lip, your bottom lip, that space under your bottom lip before you get to your chin. That's the LeBray piercing. A lot of females who switch their style. That's what they got. That's their little tattoo.
Okay. All right,
I'm gonna tell you.
All right, so if I see a chick with that, anybody on my line that's got a LeBray piercing and you ain't gay, I suggest you hit the fucking number one down and dispute this fact. If not, we're going to go with it. We're going to say
gay or bi-curious. Gay or bi-curious, one or the other. Or bisexual, one or the other.
Bi-curious. Here we go with that bullshit. You feel me? Bi-curious.
That's another word. That's a fashionable word for I'm gay. I just don't want people to know.
Right. And that's why I'm having the show, man. Everybody listening, the reason why I'm having the show is because there's so many undercover gay people that I feel like if you gay, you need to go. I don't like undercover gay people. I respect motherfuckers more that's gay. Like, fuck you, bitch. I'm gay, nigga. And what? Fuck the world. Because I'm like, fuck the world when it comes down to my shit. I don't give a fuck what a motherfucker thinks about Blizzard, about K100, Chainless. Nigga, he's a dick. Fuck, nigga. I don't care what you like about me. You ain't got to like me, bitch. Do something about it. That's how I feel. I respect a gay motherfucker that's out like that. Like, for real, but the motherfucker, I'm having the show because there's a lot of motherfuckers that be on their closet shit, and I'm trying to goddamn let people know and put people up on game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not AIDS spread around the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Blizzard, I don't want to cut you off, but I got a question that even heat this joint up. I was watching World Star the other day. You know the guy, Brian Pumper. He got the shit out with Lawrence Fishburne's daughter. He's a porno star and all that shit, right?
Right.
Now, you know, all the porno dudes hang together and shit. They all hang and chill and shit like that. Well, not too long ago, it was a video up where he got in a fight with another porno dude, but then it mysteriously disappeared. Now, when he put Lawrence Fishburne's daughter out, another porno dude that was in some of his movies that chill with him and shit, right in front of the dude say, yo, this nigga bit another nigga dick because he was mad at the nigga. And that goes to show you how you never know. I seen the fight on the computer, but the dude straight up and said it, and he ain't never say nothing about it. And another girl said it that worked with him before said it. But that just goes to show you, this nigga getting all the good celebrity porno pussy, and he biting dicks and shit. That shit crazy. Never know.
Man, I don't know, man. I'm just asking the question, man, because everybody got their opinion, man. I just want to know. So you said, okay, you gave me two great examples. You said just because our nigga talk, but, man, I need more than that, man. I need y'all to help. Get that nigga out, man. I'm trying to help people out. All right, let me go to the next caller because I got like eight people raising their hands.
All right.
I'm going down the line. Keisha F was next, and then I see T on deck. Then I see another one.
It's not me.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, go ahead. I got your line up, but what do you think? What's the sign of somebody being gay?
Oh, let's see. I think it's just the way that they carry themselves and the way that they speak. Like the way last dude said, little gay dudes have that little hey thing going on. Not all of them do, but even
that's
the ones that are undercover have those little mannerisms. Like they'll do something with their hand, or they'll just be like, you know, it's something. Something is going to throw you every time.
But see, I think those months, see, this is what, I can, you know what, I honestly, I can pinpoint the feministic, you know what I'm saying, like, I can pinpoint that, sometimes I think I can see that shit, sometimes I've been wrong before, I've missed it before, shit, be like, you know the nigga was like, shit, I was always throwing off, I was going, I didn't even know, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, but I mean, I'm trying to find the other little social things that y'all may know about that we don't pick up, Bully, like, now, you got niggas like Bully, like Bully said, nigga, I just don't motherfucking know, like, niggas, because niggas don't even really be giving a fuck about that, but, you know what I'm saying? And first of all, I want to ask everybody, do you think it's all right, a straight dude hang with a gay dude, you feel me? Is that being homophobic? Just I say, I don't want to hang around a gay dude because he's gay, you feel me? I don't think that's being homophobic, I think that just makes perfect sense, because, like I said earlier, I got a lot of people on the line now, so I'm going to repeat this, and then I'm going to go down and answer the rest of these calls. But let me repeat one thing that was made early on in the show, one point, you feel me? A lot of people like to say, that's homophobic or whatever, you can't just say you don't want to hang around gay people if you ain't gay. But the same motherfucker that turn around and tell you, birds of a feather flock together, if you don't want to goddamn be caught up in no dope shit, you don't need to hang around no dope boys. If you don't want to be caught up in no thug shit, don't hang around the gangsters, blah, blah, blah. So why would I associate myself with a gay motherfucker and be hanging around gay people if I don't want to be seen as or be termed as being gay? You feel me? A lot of goddamn females and shit be like, that's my friend, they gay, don't matter, don't make me gay. Bitch, what? So this one time when the goddamn birds with a feather rule don't motherfucking goddamn apply in life, it applies everywhere else across the fucking board. But now when gay motherfuckers come into the play, they get all hyped up and everybody get their chest all pulled out calling me a fucking homophobe because I said that. What the fuck is the difference?
I think it's just a matter of your comfort level, and it's also personal preference. I mean, if you don't have anything in common with a homosexual male, then why would you hang out with this guy? I mean, if everybody's going out or something and your homeboy got a homeboy or something, that's a different story. But, I mean, if you're going to call up your... Yes.
Tisha.
Yes.
They said the argument earlier was, well, do you like sports? Yeah, I like sports. You like going to clubs? Yeah. Well, gay people like sports. They like going to clubs. They like playing cards, whatever. Listen, they may do things that I do. They may like music. It's so many fag-ass niggas in the industry. Fuck. It's a lot of fag-ass producers, radio hosts, people who do graphics, people who watch sports. It's a lot of shit that I do that a gay motherfucker might do that we can quote-unquote have in common. That's not the motherfucking point. It's the rest of their lifestyle and shit that I don't want to get misconstrued. I don't want to get caught up in. And I don't feel like I need to be hanging around them. I don't think that make me a bigot or a homophobe because I readily tell anybody, nigga, you don't need to be hanging around a bunch of gay people if you ain't gay. That shit don't motherfucking add up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but still, I mean, I have, you know, lesbian friends that I hang with, but I don't hang with them alone. Like, if I'm hanging around my lesbian friends, there's a group of us. There's more than one straight person in the group and then that one lesbian couple. You know what I'm saying? So everybody know they're the lesbians and everybody else is cool doing whatever it is that they do. And I figure that's okay for me. I mean, but still, it's a matter of your comfort level, whatever you're comfortable with. Because, I mean, if you have things in common and you just don't choose to hang around them because you're not comfortable or because you don't want to be associated with it, then that's up to you. I mean, everybody is an adult. We can make our own decisions. I mean, nobody should pick on you or nobody should call you names or try to drag you out because of what you choose.
I'm not saying anybody at all. I'm not saying anybody's point. I'm just saying you don't need to be, like you said, hanging with them. You don't need to be hanging. Hanging and being in the same place as them is two different things. That's all I'm saying. Hanging out. We going to hang out. Nah. I can go to Keisha. I can throw a K100 party and invite 300 people and 20 gay people coming. I'm not be like, yeah, they fags. They can't come in the party. Nah. You feel me? I'm just saying. I ain't going to have a motherfucking goddamn... A small thing where I'm having four or five people over and three of them goddamn be gay people and I'm hanging with them. What? That's crazy. I'm just not feeling that. All right, Keisha, stay on the line real quick. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Then I'm going to the next call. I got a couple people raising their hands.
Oh, no, there was nothing really that I wanted to say except, you know, sometimes it's just kind of hard to tell because, I mean, the guy who just braided my hair, the guy, exactly, he just acts just as gay as he wants to, but then he calls himself got a girlfriend and they're living together and all this and that and the other. And then I also have a cousin who, ever since she went away to school, we all questioning her. We don't know, but, I mean, she carries herself like a regular chick. She's cute, got a little hairdo, get her nails done and all that good stuff, but we don't ever see her with a dude and she always talking about her best friend.
Everybody on the line, just give me one fucking second. This is the type of shit I'm talking about. And this is kind
yeah,
of like
exactly. So it's hard to tell. So, I mean, you can't just be just
what
a person.
What do you mean she just because she don't have a... See, that to me, that's more crazy than the shit that I be saying. Just because somebody don't have a boyfriend or whatever, you ain't never seen it with a guy.
I don't have a boyfriend, but you don't hear me talking about my best friend and how we do this, that, and the other, and she's just so cute and she thinks this is cute on me and tra-la-la-la-la. I mean, there are certain things that my cousin has said that makes a person think, maybe y'all doing a little more than best friends over there.
Okay.
So, you just have to be around her to hear stuff like that. Because, I mean, me saying it doesn't justify it or doesn't make it sound the way that she makes it sound.
I mean, but still, okay. That's like one of the things that Shay said that just, I was like, well, okay, I'm still waiting for the part with the standout gay thing, but okay. All right, I guess I have to hear it myself.
You have to hear it, you have to see it, and you have to see the way that these two interact with each other as well. That's another thing, the way that they interact with another.
Okay, all right. Stay on the line. Don't hang up if you can. I'm going to come back to you. I got more questions for you.
All right.
678-432,
you on the air.
Okay, my thing is, if a guy is wanting to have anal sex, is that... me and my girlfriend.
Wait, you want to have anal sex with you?
All right.
Yeah, we think, even if it is a female, we think that's gay. That's suspect to us.
Nah, that's not suspect. I'm going to tell you right now, I've had anal sex with chicks. I'm like the polar opposite of gay. So I can't sit here readily, openly admit them and agree with you on K100 knowing that I've done that. You feel me? And know I ain't a fag. So I can't say that. You feel me? To me, that's just some old freaky shit. Shit, the chick wanted it up the ass. She liked it. We did it. We tried it. What the fuck? I mean, you know what I mean? I can't. It would be wrong. It would be totally hypocritical of me to say that. So I can't really say that. Now, you may have some people who feel that way. And I can ask the rest of my callers. You feel me? But me personally,
that's a big debate between us and other couples and everything. And to us, several of my girlfriends, we think that's suspect when a guy wants to have anal sex.
Nah. Chick, because first of all, there's a lot of chicks that like that. So they like that, like, you know what I mean? So I can't really sit here and say that. Nah, I don't agree with that statement because I've done it before and I'm not gay. So I can't really, I can't say that. But, I mean, that's the thing about it. This is why I'm having a particular show, everybody. Thanks, everybody. I got like 20-something people on the line. Thanks, everybody, for joining the show. Welcome to K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. If you didn't know, you can also catch me live via Ustream. I'm sending out a live video feed of me doing the show right now, just in case you didn't know that. And make sure you catch me on Facebook, MySpace, and iTunes. With that being said, the call on the air just said if a guy wants to have anal sex with his with a chick or whatever, you know what I mean, is that gay? And I said no, because I've done the shit, and I'm not gay. You feel what I'm saying? So that's my opinion. But the whole point is, I'm asking you, and you saying that is. And basically, this is one of them questions where it's going to just go by everybody's own fucking opinion. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I think that dudes that always go get their toes done and facials is fucking gay. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't saying you got to walk around with jacked up feet, but nigga, you ain't got to go to the motherfucking salon and sit up there and get a pedicure like the rest of the shit. Like, and some girls like, nah, that's just quote-unquote metrosexual. That's just keeping your feet game or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I'm having the fucking show, because there's so many varying fucking opinions about this shit, dog. And don't nobody ever want to talk about the shit because they act like they're scared of some shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm asking a straight-up question. So do you is it that your boyfriend or something want to do that, or he agree with what you saying?
It's just questions just come up. No, of course, you know, I just think that's a tendency. I mean, what's the difference between me, my ass, and man's? What's the difference?
Well, the difference is you got a pussy attached to your ass. That's the difference. The rest of the
I know it is.
It's
you
know what I'm saying?
Close.
No.
But that's one thing that I share with the male. That's one thing I do share with the male that we both have. So to me, it's no difference.
Whoa. Let me tell you right now, I'm going to kill your whole argument right now. Let me tell you why I'm killing your whole argument. Because both of y'all got a motherfucking mouth.
Yeah, I know you're going to say that.
You feel what I'm saying? And I'm not finna fuck with no female that don't suck dick. Like, you can't even be my girlfriend, chick, nothing. I'm fucking. Bye. Moving right along. You know what I mean? That's just me.
I understand that's been argued too in the conversation. That's been argued into it too. What's the difference between a male giving you head and a female? But Right, it's just something about that. I mean, it's just something about it. That's just too close and too. To me, it's the same thing.
It was, like I said, it's a personal, because like I said, you sitting there saying that. Meanwhile, I've met chicks who like it up the ass. They like, I want you to put it in my ass. You feel me? And they want to try it. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? It just depends on your level of freakiness. I think that's more of a level of freakiness issue than a gay issue, if you want to ask me personally. That's just my opinion about that. I think that has more to do with how freaky you are as opposed to whether or not your man is gay. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if he just always want to do it, always, he don't even want to hit the pussy, he just want to hit the ass, yeah. Now, you might have a motherfucking problem. You know what I'm saying? You might have a motherfucking problem right then. But if he just like, but I can't really say that because now it's too many freakiness.
Okay, but you're saying it's the level of freakiness, right?
Yeah,
so
I think it's the level of freakiness.
So if a man took a dildo of their ass, is that gay? Is you saying it's a level of freakiness? Is that gay?
That is. Listen, that to me, that's gay. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But you got dudes. I've heard girls tell me they had boyfriends and like they sway me up and down and they not gay, but like they just try to get it or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? I think that is gay. That's totally different because he's the guy. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to the, it depends. I don't know because some people, I don't know, man. I think that it's gay, but some women, when you get two couples together and they be like, what the fuck ever? You feel what I'm saying? Sometimes they literally mean what the fuck ever. You know what I'm saying? Like for real, toys and all. It don't matter. You feel what I'm saying? So it really do depend. I still, that one right there, I would lean more towards gay, but I still can't say it 100%. You feel what I'm saying? But if he asks you and you say no, then it's okay. Now with me personally, I don't gotta have that in a chick. I don't gotta have a chick that wants to take it up the ass. You feel me? It's not, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's like, okay, if you like it, I'm with it. If you don't, whatever. Let's try it. You wanna try it? Okay, whatever. But I'm not a stickler for it. But I definitely know if it's your man and he wanna try that or whatever, then that makes him gay. I think that's just mean. That means if you don't want to do it, then you just ain't freaky like that, like he is. Y'all just on two levels of freakiness. Different levels of freakiness. You feel me?
You want to say it's the level of freakiness. Okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean? I just think y'all on two different levels of freakiness. I don't think that makes gay at all. I can't. Nah, I just can't. You know what I'm saying? I'll be hypocritical as hell. You have motherfuckers calling to the show like, nigga, you lying, hypocritical motherfucker, and putting my business out. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, for real. So I definitely can't say that because I know a lot of chicks that like that shit. You feel me?
Well, answer one question before you let me go. Does the room smell afterwards? Just tell me that.
Nah, because, see, first of all, you ain't first. Hold up. Ah! Only on K100, man. I had one bad experience. One bad experience a long time ago. Had a real bad experience. Kind of scared. Kind of shook me. Kind of had me like, I really ain't going to try that no more. You know what I'm saying? It was one bad experience. But for the most part, I say 90% of the time I tried it, it was like, no, it wasn't even like that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like all gross and shit. You know what I mean? It wasn't like shit everywhere. You ain't come out with a shitty dick. You know what I mean? You don't do it when you you don't do the shit after she just ate a full plate of food. You know what I'm saying? And shit, like, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? Like, you gotta prep for that shit. You know what I mean? Don't just be willy-nilly doing that shit. You come out, the shit might go down, might be fucked up for you. I'm just saying. I did have a bad experience with it a long time ago. I did. A long time ago. But, and it kind of scared me up from doing that shit, but I don't really do it a lot because, you know, black women got a stigma with it anyway, so, and I mostly really only deal with black women, so you really don't meet a lot of black women that's with that shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You feel me? A lot of black women do have a stigma about that. I think that's why a lot of dudes like white girls, because white girls love taking it up their ass. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? They just like that freaky shit like that, you know, so I think that's why a lot of dudes like white girls and shit and all kind of other shit. You know what I'm saying? I think that has a lot to do with it, but no. Back to the question, then we'll go to the next caller. I don't think that make him gay at all, personally. I don't think that.
That's just my opinion, though.
Right.
I ask the rest of my callers, though. I appreciate that. I got people with their hands raised up. So when I go to the rest of the lines, I'm gonna let them answer your question.
All right.
First on the line is Keith. Go ahead, Keith.
What's up? Y'all tripping over there. For real.
Well, go ahead and ask her a question real quick. What do you think about what she said real quick before we go into the rest of the
Which show? One? She said if a man want to use a toy and take it up his ass?
No, she said if a man want to. That's what she said the second time, but at first, she said if a man want to fuck up the ass, she think he gay.
I think that if he, like you said, if he's real adamant about it, like if that's like his main thing, if he get an attitude with you, if you say no or some shit, yeah. Then you'll listen to me, and I'm going to need you to get the fuck out of my bed ASAP.
Right. That's kind of what I feel. That's basically how I feel about it. Like, if he adamant, he really just like, yo, like, really
yeah,
just really
tripping. Yeah, that, you that, liking that a little bit too much. Yeah.
Right. That might be a problem. You feel what I'm saying? I will agree with that particular point right there. You feel what I'm saying? So, what are some signs of a motherfucking nigga being gay to you?
Oh, with men, it's like you can kind of just tell. I mean, like everybody says, it's like a female thing, I guess.
No, you can't.
It's like a female thing. But there have been some men, you know, they've been married and all this stuff, and their wife totally did not know they was gay because they hid it. I mean, they know how to hide the fact that they gay. So, well, I don't know. All the ones that have been around me, they were just upfront with that shit.
So you ain't helping me out here, Keith.
I can't help you.
I mean, you ain't never had no. What about your homegirls? You ever had a homegirl? What about a female? Like, you got any telltale signs to say a female gay or what?
The females that I've known that were gay, they were always kind of like bushish. They was anyway. You can kind of like one chick I used to work with. She used to wear like khakis all the time with a little vest and a t-shirt on. I was like, that bitch gay. But she had some long, pretty ass hair. I was like, she gay.
She
was talking about her boyfriend named Chuck. She was talking about her boyfriend Chuck, this and that. She gay.
Damn, you like a third person that just said some old random shit, and I'm like, oh, she gay. I mean, y'all can just keep coming up here and just keep saying these random acts of shit, making people fucking
gay. I mean,
gay.
There's nothing you can just really point to. It depends on the person. If you know that person, you know their mannerisms, and you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just damn know. Like, and my thing, the one thing that made me think a chick is suspect is when she always trying to say that how gay she not, like, bitch, why you keep touching my arm and shit? But she like, oh, I don't like this. But why I feel like you feeling on me? Why every time you walk by me, you got to touch my arm? That type of stuff.
Okay. All right. So, but you know what?
I'm going to see more detail about that one.
I don't know. I mean, the show is still informative, but I really just wanted people to just like break out some like secret, like this is straight up way you can tell, like nobody's giving me nothing.
It's not really straight up way you can tell though. That's the thing. Like I met one of my ex husband had this homeboy, and we went to him and his wife's anniversary party. I said, oh, that chick gay. I was like, his wife gay. He like, they been married. I said, that chick is gay.
How you say that? What made you say
the
that?
Way she walked, the way she walked, she had this long-ass haircut. She had kind of tomboyish. I was like, that chick gay. And right now, they divorced, and she with a female. I just could tell. I was like, she gay. She don't never wear dresses or heels. I was like, hell no. But like I said, it was a combination. It's a combination of stuff. The way she walked and all that type of stuff. The way she just tell herself, I could just tell she was gay. And she was.
Maybe y'all have a, okay, like I said, maybe, I already said early on the show, everybody that's tuning in, I got a lot of people online. I will openly admit that women, y'all got us beat with the gaydar. So obviously, my shit broke. Obviously, men don't work the same way. I don't know why, but the fuck, man, it's like, y'all, see all the women that's calling the show, my homeboy Game, honey, he called in, and he said, like, he gave, like, two, like, examples, but even still, there's like gray areas, like kind of gray areas. Like,
you don't ever really know unless you just start. We can just tell, but as far as pointing out something specifically that every gay person has in common, you can't really tell that just from looking at them or whatever. And as far as the men getting their feet done, I don't think that's gay unless they get some damn prank.
Really, that is not my thing, though, but, I mean,
but do you think it's
gay? Just own. to each his own. I don't think it's gay for the woman, but if a dude, I don't know about that.
She suspects if her man wants to fuck up her ass, that he's suspect because he want to do it.
No, I mean if the man want to do her, ain't nothing really gay about that. But if, like I said, okay. Other way around, no, that ain't it. Other way around, that's kind of gay.
Right. I'm just asking because I want to make sure I think she's going to pretty much lose this argument by the end of this damn night. You feel what I'm saying? But before I go to the next caller, what's like some telltale signs that like set the shit off of you with somebody being gay? Ain't nobody giving me a real specific answer. They just saying, I can just tell, or it's just, and it ain't nothing specific so far. We just getting kind of thrown around the bush. What you think? What are the things that really make you be like, man, that person is gay?
I mean, for real, to me, it depends on, it's different for different people. Like, and I don't mean like different people, but it's different for people who can tell. It's different for the people who are gay that you really don't know. So certain things just stand out. Like, sometimes the way, like if you have a conversation with somebody that's gay, and like, for example, they won't say the word gay because they don't like the word gay. They rather use the word homosexual or something like that. It's like, dang, they really got a problem with the word saying gay. Like, okay, there might be something to that. Or sometimes it be the way the person dressed. So, sometimes it just be the way they carry themselves just all together. Just they may have like a, they don't have an overly feminine persona, but it's just certain things about them that you just don't normally see in a man, or in some cases, like with the way certain women carry themselves, they do things like, oh, I ain't never really seen a woman do that before. But it's different for different people. But then again, you got niggas like on the wire, like Omar. Damn. if anybody would have told me that he was gay, just flat out, I would have been like, nah, y'all lying.
Right.
He was the hardest nigga on the whole series, and he stayed with the press was a point with him all the time. So, I mean, it varies. I mean, I don't think it's just really one thing that'll stand out.
Okay. I see now, it's looking like everybody's got their own little shit that they look for, I guess. I guess basically that's what I'm looking at, you feel me? Like, I was trying to just get some specific, like, you know what I'm saying? But I see now this shit is not going to happen like that. This show is not going to turn out where people just reveal secrets of the secret signs of being gay, like, that's kind of what I thought I wanted it to be informative like that. You feel what I'm saying? But I think everybody, because what person, it seems like what some people seem determined to be gay, other people don't determine to be gay, or they don't see no right. big deal about it. You feel me? Some people are like, man, I don't even fucking know. Motherfuckers just gotta, I don't know. I guess you can't fucking pinpoint this shit down, man. Like, really, I guess that's probably why it's so easy. See, that's why it's so easy for them to be fucking gay. This is why I hate, listen to me. This is why, you know, on my page, they, Casey and a couple people inbox me about me being a bigot or whatever about because I'm doing this show. I'm like, first of all, did you even read the synopsis? Because I wouldn't even be a bigot at all. You feel what I'm saying? But even still, this is my problem with people who say the gay struggle is like the black struggle. See how hard it is for to sit here and even pinpoint down somebody that's gay. When they don't want to be gay, they can choose not to be gay. If they need that job interview, they can choose not to be gay. If they need that home loan, they can choose not to be gay. They can just turn it off. If they get pulled over by the police, they can choose and hide the fact. When you black, goddammit, you black. Ain't no fucking hiding this shit.
Ain't no fucking comparing
this shit. It's funny
you should say that, though, because I had this one gay dude to try to argue me down talking about the way gay people are discriminated against in the same way that black folks are discriminated.
Fuck
just
him.
Like you said, I said, let me tell you something. When I walk into a building, I'm dark as it's going to get, and I can't hide that. If
right.
you know somebody don't like you for being gay, because it's been gay people throughout the period of human life, and you can
right.
hide that, but you can't hide being black. I don't care what you say. So as soon as
right.
I get on, like back in the day, bus boycott, I get on that bus, nigga, you better get the back.
Right. Right.
Gay,
you can hide. What you say now?
I said if you're gay, and back in the day, you know, they didn't tolerate being gay. But
right,
the real
right.
thing, I don't know where anybody heard that from. Who said that I was gay?
Right,
now,
right,
that's
right.
All to me.
Right, but when you ass woke, when you wake up and open your damn door, nigga, you still a nigga. You still black. I don't know why the fuck these gay people trying to goddamn twist their goddamn struggle in with a motherfucking black struggle. Once again, kill your motherfucking self and tell them goddamn listen, McK100 said do it, bitch. Fuck you. You not the same. It's not the same fucking struggle. Quit fucking saying that shit. It's two different forms of discrimination, bitch. Goddamn. I'm not saying y'all don't get discriminated against gay people. I'm not saying y'all don't have people that hate y'all just because of y'all sexuality, sexual, or I know that y'all be singled out. But motherfucker, your fucking struggle is not the same as a civil rights struggle. I don't remember none of y'all motherfuckers. I don't want to see no strange fruit photos of you motherfuckers. Alright? Yeah, don't get me fucking started. You get me out. This is supposed to be a fun show. Alright, T. Lewis. Alright.
Yeah, man.
Motherfuckers. Make me get crunk in this bitch. Carla, you on the air. I can't even see what the fuck number is. It's your high number and shit. But you on K100. Go ahead.
You can't never see what number
I'm on. Oh, there's me, Peaches. Hey, Peaches, where you been, baby? What's going on?
What's going on?
Shit, what's popping with you? I know you've been on there for a bit, so you heard what we talk about. Miss Peaches, you got them. I know you got some game. I know you can help a nigga out. Tell me what I'm looking for. Tell me what I'm missing, Sean.
First of all, see what everybody got fucked up is, it ain't for us to know. It's
what?
It ain't. They don't want us to know they gay.
I know, but I'm trying to crack the code.
It ain't no code. Let me tell you. I went to a gay club with some friends of mine.
Why are you hanging out with gay people? You gay?
I'm a female and I can hang out with some gay niggas.
See, that's the type of shit I be talking about right there. Go ahead.
I mean, well, that's true shit. I don't
want to
see no nigga can't hang with no gay niggas. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But,
so you, anyway. All right, hold on, say that again. Back it up, say that one more time.
No niggas can't hang with no gay niggas. I'm sorry. You ain't got no business. No way. Even if your homeboy, y'all grew up together, whatever, turned out to be gay, whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Y'all still can be cool and cordial to each other, but you do not hang with that nigga like that. I mean,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just my personal opinion on that.
Right.
Whatever.
It's my personal opinion, too. I've already said it, but then I was called a hoe over the day on Facebook when I said it. But anyway, fuck them. All right, so go ahead. What you was about to go ahead and tell me what you... Oh, my other caller's still online. I see she's still on here. If your man want to have sex with you, if your man want to fuck you up the ass, do you think that make him suspect?
Nah, that don't make him suspect.
Okay. Caller, you pretty much lose this argument. Bend over. Bend the fuck over, caller. Caller, bend over. Woman up. Let him try. Yeah. But be scared. You just scared. You think you're going to shit on him. You ain't going to shit on him. I mean, don't do it right after you eat. Go get you a little animal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you still clean out. But goddamn it, give him what he wants. You're losing the argument. Go ahead, Peaches.
Because, I mean, if you say a nigga gay because he wanted to do that, then hell, you might as well say a nigga suspect if he wanted this all the time.
Right.
That's what I said earlier.
That's what I said earlier. I had to bring her. She was like, because. That's what separated me. She said, we both got one. I was like, well, hell, y'all both got a mouth. I hope you sucking dick. Because not that nigga cheating on you. You might want to bring up right now. You know what I'm saying? He cheating on you. He ain't sucking no dick. He can his dick up somewhere else. And got in 2010, you motherfucking grown-ass woman don't suck dick. Your man cheating on you. FYI. Little tidbit of information for K100 Radio. I'm just saying. But anyway, okay, so go ahead and give me. Can you just give me some? I know you're saying it ain't for us to know, but can you just give me anything?
You know what I'm saying? Well, it ain't even. Okay, like I said, when I went to the club, them niggas in there went from straight looking like a woman all the way to straight up thug up ass niggas. I mean, some niggas that you. Won't even think on the street, you know what I'm saying? They were like that. So that shit really varies, and it's real. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can tell by the way a nigga walk or the way he talk or some shit like that. For me, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you all up your homeboy ass all the goddamn time and shit, and you know what I'm saying? I know everybody got their good homie or whatever, but it's a certain level to that shit that, you know what I'm saying, would make me be like, oh, I don't know about all that. You know what I'm saying?
You sound just like the girl earlier who said she thought the nigga was gay because he had a spirited conversation with another guy. He was excited about a conversation that he had with another dude. And she just automatically was like, you know, I'm going to come back to you, Shay. I'm going to let you goddamn. I'm going to come back. Oh, but she said, basically, this was something he typed on Facebook. It wasn't like she could actually see this nigga sitting there getting super crunk and cheering and bouncing around like a bitch. He's just typing on Facebook about a great conversation that he had with another guy. And she was like, yeah, that's suspect. I'm like, well, goddamn. I have spirit conversations with my partners all the time.
I ain't saying that type of shit, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, what you just said is somebody who hang around their homeboy a lot. First of all,
some people, you know what I'm saying, some folks just got good homeboys that they just be with, and that they people and they down with. It's a difference. You can tell the difference in that, and then a nigga that's, like, oh, this my little brother shit, and all this kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's just some different shit about it. I mean, you know.
Man, your gaydar just be going off and shit. And, like, I don't even know. I think dudes have a gaydar. That motherfucker is set on, like, blatant. You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes have a gaydar, but that shit set on blatant. You see what I'm saying? I'm just, because see, right now, man, my problem with the way that my show is going tonight, I got a problem with the way my show is going tonight. Because if you listen to this show, first of all, I hope you listen to the show and realize I'm not a fucking homophobe. You feel me? Second of all, if you listen to my show, it seems though anything, the slightest little thing, you can set off a motherfucker's gaydar. And I'm trying to, like, you know, it ain't nothing specific. I mean, everybody's saying this is the way he's talking, his moving, his feminine moves. Most folks can grab that. I'm trying to find that subtle shit. You feel what I'm saying? But I guess it really ain't nothing. I guess maybe I thought, I was thinking that it was some shit I didn't know. I thought it was something I didn't
know. Everybody had their own shit to make them, you know what I'm saying, look twice or think twice or whatever. As far as, like, men for women, now that right there, the only thing y'all can do is ask the bitch. That's it. Because she's still the same, like a feminine.
Exactly.
Shit. I mean, she's still the same.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing
different
about her. Ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Only time you can tell with a woman is when she's straight up butch, bulldagger like.
Yeah.
If she ain't that,
well,
you ain't really going to know.
Butch girlfriend, tell
right.
If you didn't see her with her girlfriend, the girl with the bad butch, you would
right.
Think she was straight. You know
right.
What I'm saying?
So. Oh, but we fine as hell. You'd be like, God damn, how you, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, you'd be sick, nigga. You'd be like, God damn, real? Turned out like that? Damn, you know, kind of unnerving to a nigga sometimes when I see shit like that. I'm like, man, that motherfucker's so fine. Why she, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, shit. CJ, I'm just saying, man, that shit do be fucking me up, though, for real, when I be seeing that shit. All right, Mr. Peaches, well.
Hold on, I got one more thing to say. Let me say this, and I'll let you go until next time.
Okay, go ahead.
About the gays the same as black people, the same struggle.
Uh-huh.
That right there is a bunch of bullshit. Don't nobody got to know you damn good.
Right. Go ahead. I had to hit the applause on that every time somebody say that. Go ahead. Hello? Miss Peaches. I lost Miss Peaches. Come back, Miss Peaches. I know who you are. What's your block number? She basically was about to back me up and say all this comparing the gay struggle to the goddamn black struggle. Kill your motherfucker self. Ace Appleton. Shay.
What's up, Blue?
All right, I had to go all the way down the line before I got back up to you, babe.
That's okay. I wasn't going to forget my point.
Okay,
go
ahead.
Let me tell you, I had to go back and look up at the post.
Dude
was just basically elated about the conversation that he had with this guy. I mean, this is somebody. No, I'm going to break it down now. This was a total stranger at a dang pizza place, right? And he was going on talking about how he was a joy to talk to, such a pleasant conversation, and everybody should be that excited and pleasant to talk to with their job and all this stuff, and how he was going to, like, start his day and just have this great, like, new outlook on life or something. I was like, what? Are you serious? I was like, okay, you just had a conversation with a total stranger that you can't see, mind you, over the freaking telephone, and it just touched you to your deepest inner core that much. Yeah, he gay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Come on, man. This is
gay. I don't give a damn. He's gay. That's just like me saying, girl, you know what? I just got on the phone. He sounds so sexy. That's the equivalent of a girl
wait,
saying
stop,
that.
Stop. Nigga didn't even say shit up, nigga. You just don't put words in that dude's mouth. The man, if he said that, you would have said that. He obviously didn't say that he thought that this nigga was fine or that he would. He didn't say
nothing like that.
All
but we all know
that,
men and women think differently. Coming out of a man's mouth, that was the same as saying, oh, I just love his conversation. He sounds so good. Yeah, he was gay. I don't give a damn. He was gay.
When you get confirmation that this that said guy is gay, please call me back. I mean, call me. Just inform me. I know you're going to call the show because you're one of my loyal listeners, and I appreciate that. But if you
it's
have
already
a
been confirmed. He did not deny when somebody called him out.
What?
It's already been confirmed. His friend already said she needed to find him a man. He didn't rebut or anything. Now, don't you know a guy who was not gay would be like, you tripping, girl, or something like that? Nope. Didn't say a damn thing. Philip. No, it's
not. I'm just saying what you said. You feel me? I'm just saying that what you said, you feel me? Wasn't enough for you to just sit there and formulate that opinion about that dude.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't want to just say word for word what the post says or whatever in case somebody like else knows him. I don't want to call him out completely, but
right.
It was detailed the way he was like all elaborately. I was like, really? I mean, everybody who read it, all of us was like, what the hell?
Okay. Oh, my other caller's on the line. If your man want to fuck you up the ass, do you think he's gay?
Hell no. Take it up the ass.
Take it up the ass, caller.
That is not
caller,
gay.
You are losing.
That's
caller, you are freaking losing this argument. You know what? Hold on one second, Shay. Let me go back to my caller. Caller, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Gathering from everybody, you just get to take it up the ass. Now listen, I can understand that. You feel me? I'm a guy, I really don't have that issue. You feel what I'm saying? I'm a straight guy, I don't have to worry about that. But I think that this more has to do with instead of you saying your man gay, I think this more has to do with the fact that you just don't want to take it up the ass, caller. Now, I can understand if you don't want to do that, that's cool. If you ain't on that level of frequency and you just ain't with that shit, I know a lot of black women that's in your boat. But I'm going to need for you to stop goddamn assuming your man's suspect because you scared to take it up the ass.
The other male caller agreed. Who was that male caller? He agreed with me.
No.
That was the male caller.
No. He was talking about the dildo part. He said he don't do it, but he said he don't think it's gay. He said he don't like to fuck girls with the ass, but he said he don't think it's gay. If he didn't say that. He said he didn't want to, if he don't do it, he said that he don't do it, but he said that if your man want to do it to his, a man want to do it to his woman, he don't think that makes the man gay. That's what he said. He just said he don't do it. He's never done it.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? But he didn't say anything, so you basically by 0 for 5. You can stay
online.
I got a couple more problems. I'm just saying. I didn't
okay, all right.
You feel me? Uh-huh. I just wanted to make sure that you understand that you're losing this damn debate. Next time you and your dude get to argue about this shit, yeah. You might as well stop thinking.
Oh, now, if we arguing about it, now, okay, you really going to be suspect if we got to argue about it.
No, I'm not
that's one
about
thing.
Saying,
talk about it.
No,
and
no, I'm just saying, I don't think that you should even be thinking this about your dude. I'm trying to help bro man out. I think if you really in your brain thinking that shit, you fucking wrong. Because obviously, everybody else don't see that shit. But you, obviously, this is the phobia you have about taking it up the ass, and you're just not on the same level of freakiness as your dude. That's far cry from him being suspect. That's all I'm saying, because I done asked a couple people, and they all was like, nah.
Well, if I got to take it, he got to take it. So, same time.
Come on. All right. No, come on.
All right.
Come on.
Hey.
Come on.
Come that's
on,
not
man.
What it's made
for. I mean, so just say that you're not on the level of freakiness and let's just move right along. Don't call
I'm
the man.
Not, but hey. I still think it's suspect. I'm not on that level. I'll admit I'm not on that level, but to me, I think it's suspect.
Okay. All right, Carla.
It's suspect.
All right. Let me go to the next. Oh, Miss Peaches got back on the line. Let me ask her and then we'll go to the next caller. All right, Miss Peaches.
Miss Peaches.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll get back on the line. My bad. Well, you got cut off or something, but go ahead and finish what your point was.
Yeah, I was in the wrong area. But you know what? I thought about what I was about to say or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It might sound like I'm bashing motherfuckers or whatever. So I was getting a little hyped up. But, yeah, nah, gay people, you know, we don't need to know that they gay. All they need to do is go in there and fill out an application. You ain't got to switch when you go in there. You don't wear no damn wig when you go in there. Don't do none of that shit. Just go in there and do what you do. Be a man, because you're that first and foremost before you're anything.
Right.
And bring
right.
your ass out. And ain't nobody got to know your sexual orientation.
Right. They're not even allowed to ask you. How the fuck you going to compare that shit to being black? And they can't even ask you, are you homosexual, out loud.
Okay.
You feel me? You know, at the bottom of the application, they ask you, are you a felon? What's your race? Your social number, nigga? You don't see a motherfucker ask, are you gay? So how the fuck your goddamn struggle the same as my motherfucking struggle as being a black man? Once again, to any motherfucker that compare the gay struggle to the goddamn black struggle, kill your motherfucking self. Tell them Blizzard and K100. Fucking cinch. All right, Miss Beach, I appreciate it. All right. God damn it. Clawing my line with that horse shit. All right. You know, you fucking people, all you motherfuckers who tried to call me a bigot on the show today, trying to say I was homophobic and everything because I'm having a fucking frank discussion about motherfucking suspect people who goddamn are gay, but they don't want to let everybody else know they gay, including their mates and spouses and shit, who definitely have a right to know. You feel me? What the fuck you talking about, man? So I'm asking the question, what signs do you have that somebody is gay? What makes somebody suspect to you? What is a telltale sign? Something that somebody can do, say, and act, or something that sets off your gaydar. I have already given it to the women. Women, y'all got me. Y'all obviously, the fucking chick gaydar worked better than guys. All the fellas, except for one guy, like, you know, random on some random shit, like, you know. Women don't even need no fucking act. Y'all just be like, that bitch was walking funny. Or that bitch touched my arm one too many times. Or, I don't know, man. You feel me? Or that bitch don't never be with a boyfriend. And goddamn it, she always talking about her homegirl thinks she cute. What? It's all kinds of shit that's just making y'all little gaydars pop off. I don't know if y'all gaydars are overly sensitive and shit. And mine is fucking broken. I don't know. But that's why I'm having the fucking show. But my show ain't about hating gay people. My show is about identifying the ones who don't want to be identified because I motherfucking want to know. No, I don't think two gay men need to be motherfucking hanging out together because birds of a feather flock together. I ain't saying if you throw a party and 50 people at your party and 10 of them gay, I don't want to come. I can be around gay people. I'm not homophobic. But me and the other brother that's goddamn gay ain't finna be going to the sports bar together, chilling, drinking, and watching the game, motherfucker. Stop! You all in the motherfucking lane, nigga. That's all I'm saying. And that does not make me homophobic. I still ain't talked about these niggas that go to prison and like get all the head and fuck dudes up the ass and everything and then get out of prison and think they ain't gay. I still ain't got to them cats yet. I still ain't even got a chance to ask anybody about that. You got an opinion on that? Hit the number one. I'm pretty sure most people listening to this fucking show would agree with me that they are in fact gay. I don't know why they think they ain't. Music in the background by Track Pros, Next Tail Nails, Blizzard, Slow Down, and Seamer. Just playing all kind of beats from all kind of motherfuckers tonight. I got a long ass playlist of just beats, and I'm just running. But I gotta give them their props. www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. That's where you can catch me live broadcasting on the internet. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. We air live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Hit the number one if you got an opinion. Is there anything that I've been missing, folks? We've been talking about all kind of shit tonight. What is something that can let you know 100% that somebody's gay? What are the telltale signs when people are being suspect, when they hide it? This picture said it ain't for us to know. It's for them to know. It's for them to be able to tell and identify themselves so they can know who is what, so they can goddamn feel comfortable stepping to it. You know, fuck that. How about we all know? Since you motherfuckers want to have all these goddamn rights and marches and shit,
Tell the world. Tell everybody about it. I got no problem with goddamn bold gay people. I got more of an issue with solid gay people, actually. Because at least the bold gay people don't give a fuck like I don't give a fuck. And say what the hell they want to say and get out and live. You don't like it. Whatever. I can respect that. I respect that. But I like people like, I like the straight up. You feel me? I'm not going to hang with you. I can't hang with you, dog. I can't hang with you. But nigga, I respect your gangster. You don't give a fuck. Because I don't give a fuck. That's the kind of motherfucking person I am. I can give a fuck less. You know what I mean? So I can respect that stance. But that don't mean I got to necessarily hang with you. And it don't make me a bigot or a homophobe. Because I don't want to hang out with you like that. It just means that your lifestyle don't fit my lifestyle. The birds of a feather flock together. I don't want to be assumed as being gay. So I'll just run around willy-nilly hanging with gay people. Why would I do that? Do dudes that shave, they balls and teeth, they balls and shit shave. Does that make you gay? I already said that dudes that go get pedicures and shit is gay. I said it. You disagree? If you go get your pedicures and your feet done, and your man go get their feet done at the salon, I think that's kind of gay. Just saying. I think that's kind of gay. You can do it. You can do it yourself at home, but get your girl to do it for you. I ain't saying walk around with the crusty toe. I'm just saying. Why you got to go to the salon with your feet popped up and shit? Get one of them bras. Oh, my bad. You ain't got no bra because you homo. My bad. Now people say, why is she hitting the... Why? Hold on. Yes, Shay, do you have something to say about what I just said?
Yes, I do. I have a foot fetish. So I just happen to like a man with nice feet. I don't give a damn if he goes to the salon or if some chick does them, as long as his damn feet look good.
Right.
And he can shave everything off. I wouldn't care.
Right, okay. But my point is...
that is not gay.
I didn't tell him to come to your fucking house with fucking 5-inch nails, with 9-inch nails. This is not what I told the brother to do. I told the brother to keep his clothes clean. Why do you have to go to a fucking salon and get a pedicure? If you got a chick, or if you got chicks on deck, you feel me? Why she can't do it for you? And if you got a motherfucking foot fetish, you my motherfucking woman, goddamn it, get the little bucket of water in the goddamn rock and get the scrubber, bitch. If that much a motherfucking problem, don't motherfucking complain about some shit that you can't fix but don't want to. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying. I'm not going to step on a toe or something.
Niggas don't need to be in the motherfucking salon with bitches getting their toes done.
You know, they have private boots for that.
That's a technical issue with it, dog. I mean, you know, it's got a little
problem. They have private boots for that. Just like the dudes who get their eyebrows waxed. I'm not really sure what I feel about that.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure. No. I like the look of nice, tapered up brows, but...
No, but I get it. Let me tell you why I get offended, because I don't know...
I don't want his brows to look better than mine.
No. Chicks be asking me, do I get my eyebrows off? Like, for real. I be wanting, like, murk every bitch that asks me that shit. You feel me? Because I feel like I get offended by this. I feel like you're calling me gay. Because I feel like only a gay nigga would go get his motherfucking eyebrows arched. Get your eyebrow, bitch. Did you really just ask me, do I get my eyebrow? Bitch, because my motherfucking eyebrows look like this. I just have to have nice eyebrows.
Well, some dudes have the unibrow thing going.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Fuck. Why I gotta be a motherfucking fag ass nigga to go get my shit arched? Who does that? Nigga, if your man go get his eyebrows arched, he gay. Now, this is nobody wants to actually just put shit out. How about I just give you all my gay shit? And the rest of you motherfuckers can hit number one if you fucking agree or not. Just fucking scared. Now, I do keep my goddamn nut hairs and shit trimmed up and nice and neat and shit. And I had one chick who said she think that's kind of gay. But that's only because I like getting my dick sucked. And a lot of chicks who like to suck dick tell you, yo, I need for you to goddamn keep that knife down there for me. So, as a courtesy and as a favor to them, I keep that pretty much on deck. That's only because, you know, I realize that chicks who like to get head actually prefer it that way. You feel me? So... yeah, I do that. I think that's like the one metrosexual homo type shit that I do, and I actually do it to fucking please women. But
there's nothing wrong with a well manicured lawn, nothing at all.
But in your eyebrows arched, it is because I remember before I started doing it, I thought it was kind of fucking gay. But after I realized how much better their head feels and how much more they get into it because it's like that, yeah, now I keep it like that. I'm just saying. Hold on, Shay. I think it's LL. Yes, LL.
I'm out of class. I'm Okay, I got a question. Don't ask me no questions, though, because I don't want to answer your questions. I just got a question for you.
Why you won't answer my questions, man?
No. I just got a question for you.
Fine, go ahead.
Okay, so you're not going to the salon to get a pedicure.
No,
a
I'll
manicure.
Get a chick
doctor. You'll get a chick to do it for you. Okay, and you don't trim your eyebrows.
No.
Okay, so I have a question. My question is, all right, you are pursuing a career in the entertainment industry.
Uh-huh.
And when you get signed, because it's going to happen, and they're going to want you to portray a certain look from time to time, depending on what song it is coming out. And maybe in this particular song for this video, he put your toes to be right, and they're going to send somebody in to either do them, or they're going to send you out to do them. What, are you going to object? Because that's okay to you.
First of all, are you really sitting here comparing just randomly going to get that done?
You shot the gun. You said that's gay. It's not something you're going to do. Get your chick to do them. So I'm just asking, are you going to object to it?
Yeah. They paying me lots of money at that point to do that.
Okay.
At that point right there, it's a whole other ball game. Because I'm getting paid a lot of money to do that, to have that particular look going on or whatever. So, yeah.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
Now, what I won't do, and there is not enough money that they can pay me, they can't pay me enough money to play the role that Will Smith played in Six Degrees of Separation. I would never do that. Never.
I didn't see that movie, so I can't tell you what that's about.
Can't do it. They can't cut the check big enough. They ain't got enough money.
Okay.
Just some shit I ain't gonna cross. I will not play his fucking role in that movie. You feel me? You can't pay me enough to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's a line, but nigga, and we talking about the difference between me making a fucking feature film. When it comes down, you trying to compare apples and oranges. I'm talking about these niggas just going to do this shit.
I'm not comparing apples and oranges because, you remember, I haven't heard the entire conversation. That was the question that popped in my head, so I just wanted to know that answer. That's all.
Let me ask you this, when my call is still on the line. If your man want to fuck you up the ass, do you think he's suspect?
I don't care if he's suspect or not. It's not happening.
Okay, so you just don't like it.
That's the one-way street right there. Mm-mm.
Okay.
There's no interest.
But I'm just saying, if he down with that, if you would say, like, well, you fuck with that, he'd be like, yeah, I do it. Do you think he's suspect?
I know. I can't say that he's suspect because, I mean, doesn't every guy, like, at least try that at least
I
once?
Told her, she asked me, and I told her straight up, I said, if a chick want me to fuck up that ass, I'll do it. Like, because to me, it's like not because it's a chick. You feel what I'm saying?
Because scientifically speaking, isn't it, like, you know, supposed to be better or because it's tighter or whatever, because it's not
I just
want to
do it
because
it's some old fucking freaky shit, and I'm a fucking stone cold freak. That's why I do it.
Oh, wow.
I don't need all these scientific fucking reading shit. Fuck that. This fucking blizzard.
You just want every hole available, huh?
Let me tell you what she did. This
you put it in her ear so she can hear you coming, right? Every hole available.
I tried it. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I was aiming for the mouth, but then she turned her head too quick and it kind of got in the ear. So, yeah. But that's a long story.
I can't believe that actually happened. Wow. Okay.
We're not talking about me. The shit is about me, fucking K100.
Wait. You were telling a story about an anal thing that went wrong. Someone was texting me or IMing me back and forth. You ain't tell the whole story. What happened?
It went bad. It was years ago. I had an anal experience that was pretty bad. Went pretty bad. Yeah. Which just went bad. I don't have to tell you what that means. It's an anal experience that went bad. Obviously, you know what happened. Why do I got to go into details?
I got 90 seconds.
I gotta go. You know how you can
try
me up.
Yeah. Whatever.
Bye. Whatever. Bye. This all y'all fuckers need to know. Nosy ass freaks on my fucking K100 show. I had 28 people on the line tonight. That's the most I had in a long time. I guess all y'all wanna know. Y'all wanted to know what's happening, what's going on with the suspect. Y'all wanna know. I don't blame you for wanting to know. It doesn't make you a homophobe if you wanna know.
doesn't make me a bigot because I don't like when gay people compare the gay struggle to the civil rights struggle. It's just not the fucking same thing. It's just that fucking simple. All right? I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. Shouts out to the homie Nick Fidel. Y'all check him out for that joint every time I play. You feel me? Thanks to everybody that called into the show. You understand what I'm saying? Appreciate you. We'll be here tomorrow. Oh, Wednesday, I got a treat for y'all. I got one of my homies, Lil Cash, going to be on the show. It's going to be on 106 and Park. You understand what I'm saying? He called into the show. We're going to talk about his career and what's and the excitement and everything about him being a 106 and Park from Panama City, Florida. But y'all check me out Wednesday. He'll be on the show live. If you're a fan of Lil Cash and you're a supporter, make sure you catch me Wednesday. Hey, watch Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. I'm out, man. Holla at you.